Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the What Arte Said podcast, where we share our candid conversations about life, love, and everything in between. My name is Vinning, and I, as you may be aware, I'm not joined by my three lovely co-hosts. Today, we are finishing off the series with our partners. So today, I've got Ronnie with me. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, Bubba, sorry. My dog is... He's going crazy at the moment. So if you hear him throughout the podcast, we do apologize. So Ronnie, we're going to be talking about some juice, sister. Mm. Are you excited?
Very excited.
Are you actually?
Yeah. I'm okay.
You're okay?
I'm okay.
All right. Well, just to loosen you up a bit, let me start with an icebreaker so we can, you know, ease into this podcast a little bit. So we're going to do some this or that's, and this will either make or break our relationship. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Okay. If you had to pick out of salt or sugar for the rest of your life, what would you pick?
Salt. I love my savory. I love my chips. I get chips with every meal. So salt all the way.
But that means you can't eat any dessert or like sweets for the rest of your life.
Right. If I have chips, I'm okay.
So if I make brownies, you can never have those brownies.
If there's chips there, oh my chips God. Over brownies any day.
Okay. Okay. Do you have one for me?
Let's see. All right. The bold type or younger?
The bold type or younger?
Yeah.
Okay, for those who don't know, The Bold Type and Younger are two television shows on Stan.
Yes.
And they're both very good. I have to pick The Bold Type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Younger's good, but it's just like, at this point, I'm just like, I just want to know what happens in their relationship. All right. I don't care about all the other stuff.
Bold Type or The Gossip Girl?
Here we go. Ooh, Bold. Oh, well, 16-year-old me would probably say Gossip Girl, but 26-year-old me, wow, 26-year-old me, says The Bold Type.
Okay.
Okay, let's just get into the podcast. Okay, so today's topic, we're going to be talking about life after being cheated on. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's, I'm good.
You're good? Okay, let's just get into it. All right, so today we're talking about the time that you were cheated on, how it sort of like impacted your life afterwards, and how it's kind of impacted how we went about our relationship. So I want to start with the breakup. How did it all go down? What happened? Tell me the tea.
Oh. All right, start from the start. Let me clear my throat a bit.
Oh gosh, it's only the start of the episode.
Okay. Now we begin.
Oh god. All right.
Yeah, so previous relationship. I'm not gonna name any names, but I was with a girl. It was high school relationship, you know, it's just normal high school stuff. We got together when we were in year eight.
Year eight?
Yeah, that's year eight. So it was young. A long time. I mean, it's just normal high school relationship. We were together for like 5 years, so it's a long time.
That is a long time.
It's a very long time for high school.
Yeah. Yeah, basically until the end of high school.
Yeah, no, so we were together about halfway through first year uni. It was a long time before we broke up. But yeah, I mean, like to be honest, looking back at it, it was a good relationship. I learned a lot from it, even though it didn't end the way we probably wanted it to end. I think.
How did it end?
Oh, I'll get to that point. But okay. I think we learned a lot from each other, and even though there were bad experiences, there were also good experiences. And I mean, if you look back at it now,
okay, wait. Before we go deep. Just like explain, you know, what happened and.
Oh yeah, so basically, first year uni, kind of meet new people. I mean, you explore the world. Like, high school is so small. You kind of know the people in your neighborhood. You don't really branch out. Like, mm-hmm. especially in my high school, we just hung out with people we were going to school with. So, like, when you go in university, you meet a lot of new people. Obviously, you want to go out, party, and all that crap. Can I say crap?
Yeah.
I want to say it anyway. But, yeah, no, like, yeah, like, each to their own, we kind of explored and did our own thing. And I guess over time, we kind of just grew apart. We didn't really grow together as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no, I met a guy. And
she met a guy? You met a guy?
I met the guy.
Oh, you met the guy. Oh, and so you were friends.
Yeah, we were friends. And he had a sketchy past beforehand because he'd already fucked over somebody else's. Can I say fuck?
We just keep it to a minimum.
All right, so... Well, all right, stuff it up anyway. I'm just going to keep on saying it. But yeah, no, I met a guy and he had a sketchy past beforehand. He had already stuffed somebody over previously that was dating his current girlfriend at the time. So she was dating somebody. And then I actually can't remember what happened. But all I know is she was dating somebody. He was friends with that person. And then he... Oh, no, this is what happened. My bad. So... All right, so this is what happened. So he was dating a girl.
Uh-huh.
And all of his friends in his circle were also friends with the girl.
Uh-huh.
And some of them were really close with her.
Uh-huh.
And what ended up happening was, I don't know the whole details of how it happened, but he started talking to another girl who went to a different school and while he was dating her. And basically, he ended up cheating on his girlfriend with that girl.
Uh-huh.
And... since she found out, I think she found out from mutual friends, she actually went to his school and slapped him.
Oh!
After school had finished.
Really?
Yeah, and
from
there, she ended up telling her friends, his friends, because she's friends with them as well, that about the situation. And basically, everybody just said, stuff you, you're a cunt.
What? No, I can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm just repeating what was said, so...
Okay, quotation marks were used, yeah.
Quotation marks. But yeah, no, like, yeah, like, after that was probably, like, I think early high school, year 9, year 10 or something, probably year 10 or something.
Okay, so this guy was a serial cheater.
So...
Okay.
Well, I mean, actually, at that time, he only cheated once.
Okay.
So it was his first time cheating. And pretty much all his friendship group just abandoned him. It was like, you're no good. So we're not going to do anything. Like, we don't want anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty much isolated for the rest of high school. But yeah, basically, like, after year 12, I met the guy and I was like, oh, he doesn't seem too bad. I've never met him before, so I didn't know his history.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'll talk to you. Like, you know me. Like, I don't judge people based on...
Yeah.
Past experiences. Like, if I like them at the time, then that's it. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Like, I take them at face value for what they are at that time. So I got to know the guy. I was like, oh, yeah, like, it's cool. Like, I'll hang out with you. Like, it's after year 12. I'm meeting new people. I want to meet as many people as I can, make as many friends as I can, and enjoy my college life. Mm-hmm. Well, uni life, essentially. And... at that time, me and my partner, we didn't really go out. We were kind of like homebodies, play games together, all that stuff. So, I mean, it was cool because, like, this guy, he went out. He knew people that went out. And, like, it was just a new experience. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, oh, that's cool. But, yeah, no, he ended up meeting my girlfriend at the time. And they ended up testing each other a lot. Getting closer. And, you know, at that time, I was just like, oh, they're friends. I'm friends with him. She's friends with him. That's fine. Like, I'm not stressed. At that time, though, like, our relationship was pretty, it wasn't toxic, but it was very high school. You know what I mean? Like, you get easily jealous.
Like, petty.
It's very petty.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I'm not going to say it was all her. Like, I was also a part of that. It was a two-way street, right? We were both petty. At that time. But I think we kind of fueled each other with a pettiness. Like, she'd get angry at something. I'd be like, I have to get her back. So I'd get angry at something.
That is so odd.
Hey, like, you know, looking at me now, I don't give a rat's ass about anything anymore. I'll let you do whatever you want.
Is not, not you that I know.
But I'll get to that point of why I changed after of this happened. You know what I mean? Like, I'll get to that point. But at that time, like, it was just high school relationships. You know high school relationships.
Yeah.
You fight about stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
And like, when you look at it back at it now, you're like, that's dumb. But at that time, you thought it was the biggest issue in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, live for the drama.
Yeah, you live for the drama, right? And I mean, again, like, I'm not saying it's her, like, I'm not blaming her for anything. Like, it was a two-way street. Like, we both did it. We both did it to each other.
Mm.
You know? And if she ever does listen to this, I'm not saying anything about you. I'm saying we both did it, right?
I highly doubt she'll listen to this.
Well, we don't know, all right? But yeah, no, yeah, they end up getting close together, and then, yeah, you could tell, like, over time, you could kind of tell, like, she was more interested in being with him than she was with me.
Mm-mm.
And at that time, obviously, I was jealous and stuff, so I'd bring her out on it, and she'd be like, no, it's nothing.
Mm.
And, like, I could just tell, like, to be honest, for me to even not do anything about it, I'm a bit, like, I should have done something, because obviously it was happening. But, you know, when you're young, you're like, you just hope for the best. You hope that she's not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, it was my birthday and his birthday. We kind of went to Scarlet
Nightclub. Your birthday?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it was literally on my birthday, actually.
On your birthday?
Yeah. It was literally on my birthday. They were probably doing stuff beforehand. But we were at the club and, yeah, she was just... Always, he was with him the whole night. I was kind of just with my mates.
Oh.
And yeah, so that night I got blackout drunk. So I don't know what the hell happened. So I didn't have any clue what happened because I got kicked out of the club.
Nice.
So yeah. No. I drank so much. I was at the toilet and I offered the bodyguard a shot.
Oh gosh.
Then he was like, you're gone. So he brought me to the basement and I was just at the basement of Scarlet for like a good 30 minutes. And looking for someone to take care of me. Eventually, my sister came down, my mate came down, and they took me out. So, yeah, I actually went to McDonald's with my cousin Ataloisa was there as well. So, Aloisa from the podcast, she was with me as well that night.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they took me to Macca's. I vomited everything out in front of the Macca's. I think on Swanson Street. I forgot which one it was. One of those Maccas. And there's this police inside the...
You're getting very detailed.
Inside Maccas actually ordering stuff. And
Attila
was like, man, we got to get you out of here. Like, they quickly rushing me out. Basically, I just woke up the next day.
Yeah.
And my sister told me that her friend had seen my girlfriend at the time making out with the guy.
Wait, Audrey saw?
No, my sister's friend.
Oh, your sister's friend, sorry.
So my sister's friend messaged my sister that in the morning and said, hey, I saw Aaron's girlfriend make out with the guy.
What?
And they were in the smoker's room.
Yo!
Yeah, so they were in the smoker's room, all three of them together. And to be fair, the guy has a way with words. So he's a dog, but... I was going to say something more graphic, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay, thanks.
But he has a way with words. Uh-huh. And
did he like try and talk himself out of it? Oh, no, like get out of it.
Get out of what?
Like convince you that it didn't happen or something?
No. I'm saying he has a way with words with girls.
Oh, okay.
So he can, I'll give him credits. He can pick up girls if he wanted to, right? Depending on the girl.
That's a shiver.
But yeah, no, basically my sister's friend was there and she was like, she was just talking to them and then, I don't know what, some words were exchanged and everything. And then my girlfriend was just kissed him, like made out with him in front of her.
In front of Audrey's friend?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It just happened. She's probably drunk too, to be honest.
Okay.
But yeah, no. So in the morning I found out and then I ended up calling her and I was just like, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
And she's denying it and everything. And I was like, well, someone saw you do it, so
yeah.
Obviously you can't deny because someone saw you do it. So, and even after that situation, actually, because I was friends with some of the guys that went there. Actually, I met them the first time at that club,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I ended up becoming friends with them after.
Of course, you did.
And they went back to his house actually after the club. And she went with them.
Oh, so no, she didn't even leave with me. No.
She didn't even leave with me once I got kicked out.
Yeah, I kind of
just left. I kind of left and she was just, she stayed there.
Yeah.
So obviously at that point, you already know she doesn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
So yeah, I actually went back to his house and she slept in his bedroom that night. No, I don't know what happened. But at that time, my friends, because I only met them the night, so they didn't know what was going on. So they were like, isn't that Aaron's girlfriend?
Should she
be in there? And they were like, so we don't know him, so we don't know what's going on. So they just left it.
Right.
After the fact, though, since I was friends with them, they did know that it was dog moo.
Yeah. But they were, like, at that point, they didn't really know.
They didn't really know because I only met them that night. So
yeah, okay.
Like, they don't know the whole story and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, then basically I found that out after. And then the funny thing is, actually, I'm friends with another guy that's friends with that guy. And he already knew. And, like, I get why he wouldn't tell me. Because he's friends with the guy as well. Like, they're pretty close.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, he knew beforehand that they were already doing stuff.
Okay.
Before that night. He just never told me. Actually, wow. I didn't find out from him either. Someone else told me that he knew.
Are you friends with him still?
I mean, when I see him, it's fine. Like, I don't care, to be honest. Like, I have no ill will.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it happened for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it actually, when I look back at it, it made me into a better person or a better version of myself. That right now I'm happy. Like, I'm happy with what I have. I'm happy with you and I'm happy with my situation. And that's Bubba.
with this situation.
Yeah, so that's what happened. Basically, I called her and then I was like, we got to break up. Like, I wasn't like going to call her out or anything. I didn't bring it up with any of my mates. I didn't tell them what happened. I was just like, I just wanted to be done. I want to move on. Like, this is, like, thanks for the memories. Like, I've learned a lot from it, but this is how it is. Like, it's just not going to work. And obviously, at that time, she was just shocked. She was like, let's make it work out.
That's so odd, though. Like, why would you, you're clearly not interested in someone anymore. So why are you, like, clinging on to them?
I was like.
Like, for, if anything, yeah.
it's like, for her, this is like a free, you can go do whatever you want now.
Without any guilt.
Like, that's why I was just like, it's fine. Like, I kept on telling, it's fine. Like, we just break up. You do whatever you want. I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to say anything about you behind your back. I'm not going to do anything.
Like, yeah, right.
You just do what you want to do.
I'm not going to pretend I know what she felt or thought at that time. But it sounds like you were kind of like a security blanket for her.
I think it was. I think it's just comfortability, you know? It's
like, yeah.
We've been together for so long. It's just scared of being alone, you know what I mean? You've been in a relationship since you're in year 8. Like, you don't know what it's like when you're single.
Yeah. And she obviously knows that what she's doing with this other guy is dodgy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He was actually still with his girlfriend at the time as well.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So she probably knew it wasn't like a long-lasting thing.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it was just going to be a...
It was just a fling.
Like, a fling.
And the thing is, like, it's even worse because his girlfriend was also at the club that night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we were just both there. I was kicked out, obviously, but she was still there and they still did that stuff. Her parents were very strict, though, so I think she did leave early. But yeah, it's just those moves that speaks to the character of this guy. And I don't like this guy, to be honest. Like, there's not many people I don't like. Like, I like everybody, right? But this guy is just... I'm not even going to say his name because I don't want to call him out. And if you're listening to this, I really don't like you. All right? Like, honestly, I don't like many people in this world. Like, I mean, I like a lot of people in this world. And there's not many
people
I don't.
You like most, let's be honest.
And there's not many people I don't like. But this guy, I don't like him. Like,
Yeah.
It's not because of what he did to me. It's just because of his character and what he's done to... Throughout his whole life, he's just never learned from it.
Yeah.
Like, he's never changed.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, like, about this guy as well, is after he stopped me over, he ended up, his best friend at the time as well, had a girlfriend. And he ended up stuffing him over too and cheating with his girlfriend.
So he has become a serial cheater.
Yeah, and now, but now he's married to his best friend's, his ex-best friend's girlfriend.
Really?
So now they're married. But it's just like, you make friends, but you don't stuff them over, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And don't... And especially when I was talking to him, he was telling me, like, guys, like, can change and everything, right? He was like, he was like, those, the guys that friend, guys he was friends with in high school, he was always thinking like, why are they doing this to me? Why are they doing this to me? Like, why are they being dogs to me?
Huh? Okay.
When he cheated and everything.
Yeah, he's the dog.
And that's the thing, like, all right, one time, like, that's fine. If you change after that, that's okay. But if you keep on doing it, you can't expect not to know why people treat you like a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, basically, yeah, so we broke up, but then she ended up crying and driving to a park, so I felt bad. And then we ended up getting back together for a week, right? Because I was just like, I can't. Like, I don't want to hurt herself.
Mm.
Like, because she sounded really sad at the time. But after the week, at the end of the week, we kind of knew it wasn't going to work. She ended up going out with the guy to a holiday again.
Oh, again.
At the end of the week.
Oh, okay.
And I was just thinking to myself as she told me, I was like, you cheated with the guy. I was going to break up with you. And I was going to let you do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
And then you end up going out with the guy again for a holiday. Over the long weekend.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you don't expect me to not be mad.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So yeah. I text her, I'm like, this isn't going to work. We're going to break up. And she was like, yes, I understand. So we broke up that over text.
Right, okay.
But we could have done it way earlier without any of this drama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't have been any of the, like, I wouldn't have been any less mad or any less, it would have been the same thing. It's just that we could have saved time.
Do you feel like, though, if she hadn't cheated on you, you would have initiated a breakup though?
It's hard to tell, to be honest. I think at that time it was kind of just like I was comfortable, she was comfortable, and the thing is that, like, I don't know, I think I was still would have been a, like, still would have been immature and still been a, I wouldn't have been the person I am today if we didn't break up, but I don't think I would have broken up with her because I didn't think I had the balls to.
Mm.
At that time.
Mm.
And I don't think she had the balls to either.
Yeah.
Because we were just comfortable.
Yeah. I guess when you, yeah, you've been in a relationship since you were, what, year 8. It's really hard to, like, break away from that. And you probably thought that, like, you would be, like, the high school sweethearts that would last forever and
yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, you always hope kids. For the best, right? So, yeah, like, we always thought we'd work out. Obviously, it didn't happen. But I think we're happier now. Like, I think she's happy in the situation she is, and I'm happy in the situation I am. So it worked out for both of us. It didn't end very well. Like, it could have ended better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the end of the day, the end result worked out for both of us. So, look, I hope the best for her. Like, I know that we ended bad. But I wanted to be happy. We spent 5 years together.
Mm.
And not all those memories were bad, right? There were good memories in there, and I appreciate the time I had with her at that time.
Mm.
So all I want is the best for her.
That's nice. It. Nice. So how do you feel like after it all went down? How did it affect what you thought about dating or seeing people again? Do you feel like you were more apprehensive,
or to be honest,
was it like a clean slate? Like, that was its own situation.
It was weird for me personally. I was just like, after it happened, I was just like, I kind of became more trusting.
Oh, it's odd.
I don't know. It's just like, I feel like you said, it's kind of like a clean slate. It was kind of like, that was the past me. I'm going to focus on making myself better. Because at that time, like, we were very petty, right?
Mm.
And I kind of reflected at that time. I was like, maybe me being petty at that time pushed her away.
Right. You know what I mean? Okay. That's what you took away from it.
That's what I kind of took away from it. I wasn't looking at excuses as to why she did it. I was kind of like, what did I do?
Really?
To make that happen?
But initially you're like, F her.
Oh, I mean, initially,
she's a...
No, to be honest, when I found out that morning, I wasn't surprised.
Oh, really?
I was, because I already, like, again, I had suspicions that things were happening beforehand.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, when in the morning when I found out, I was just like, oh, like...
It finally happened, right? Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I finally have proof that it happened. So it was kind of like a weight off my shoulder. Like, I don't have to speculate anymore. I kind of know.
Do you think for you then it's like, oh, now this makes it easier for me to break up with
him? Yeah, well, exactly.
Do you think you were like looking?
I think I was looking for a reason to break up with her at the time. Because I already knew we were growing apart and I already knew she was doing things with the guy.
Right.
I just needed a good excuse to be like, hey, let's break up.
Yeah.
Because I knew she wasn't going to break up with me.
Know
what I mean?
Well, clearly not, because she cheated on you and still wanted to get back together.
She cheated on me, so I mean, like, she wasn't ready to break up with me. I honestly would have preferred her to break up with me before she did anything with him.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, yeah, I guess, like, it makes sense, right? We're growing apart. Like, we're not really growing together as a couple. Mm. But, yeah.
What are the signs that you're not growing as a couple?
I think we're kind of just on different stages in our life. I think she wanted to go out more, wanted to party, wanted to like pretty much live the typical uni life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like really go out every week, promoter style, where I kind of was just comfortable with what I had.
Mm-hmm.
I was comfortable staying home, doing my own thing. I was kind of, to be honest, looking back now, I should have done more shit. And that's why actually after we broke up, I ended up going out more. Because
mm-hmm.
I was like, I need to go out and enjoy my life.
Because
at that time, I wasn't enjoying my life. And I feel like at that time, I wasn't letting her enjoy her life.
Yeah.
So I think we were kind of clashing in terms
of like what her, we wanted to do. Her going out was a common thing that you would fight about.
Exactly. And I mean, I shouldn't have been fighting about that, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, because obviously, she wants to do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And I should also branch out and do what I want. Like, I should do what I want to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
We should have different hobbies from each other. We shouldn't be doing things together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why I took away from it. That's why after we broke up, I was kind of like, it's a clean slate. I want to experience life. I want to do what I want to do, right? Like, that's why after we broke up, I went out. I wasn't looking for anything.
I was going to say, when I met you, you were quite the party animal yourself.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I wasn't looking to make the same mistakes I made before. I wanted to experience uni. I wanted to meet new people. I had friends at the time, but I didn't really branch out and meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, I'm social, right? So if I talk to people or meet someone, I'll talk to them like heavily. But mm-hmm. I wouldn't actively go out to talk to people at that time.
Yeah.
So that's why after we broke up, I was just like, yeah, like, I'm going to join as many clubs as I can. I'm going to make as many friends as I can. And I'm going to go out and party and have fun. I wasn't focused on finding a new relationship because I was like, I was in a relationship 5 years from year 8 to first year uni. I wanted to enjoy my life and enjoy the time I had with my friends and build those relationships that mm-hmm. I need. Because at that time when I broke up with her, I only had like one or two friends that I was really close to at the time.
Mm. Yeah.
I wanted people I could confide in. More than just one to two people in case that did happen again.
That's really interesting because I feel like it really, like that whole experience really did fundamentally change who you were, because when I met you, you were the most social person that I know. And you just knew everyone. Everyone knew who you were as well. So it seems like you were a completely different person to, you know, the person you were talking about before.
Oh, I was. I mean, me talking to you now, I probably talked to you like this in the past as well. I'd still talk a lot. But you probably wouldn't have met me because I wouldn't be going out.
Mm.
I'd just be at home doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really talk to people because at that time, I didn't need to. I was with her. We were always together. You know what I mean? Like, we had each other's company. And looking back now, it's important in a relationship, especially if it's high school or if it's after, you got to have your own friendship group and you got to separate your friends from your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do, obviously, you spend time with your girlfriend as well, but like you need to have your own hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Like you need to have your own friends that you can confide in without your girlfriend. But yeah, no, after that, after we broke up, I kind of just joined the volleyball club at RMIT,
mm-hmm.
met some guys there that I became really close with. I met more people from them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, some of those guys that I met that day or from them, I'm really close to now. So yeah, it really worked out. I mean, like again, I wasn't looking for a relationship or anything. I was focused more on improving myself and making myself a better person. and learning from the mistakes I made in the past so that when I do have a girlfriend in the future, I treat her a lot better than what I treated my previous girlfriend. Yeah.
So when we did meet, what was there any apprehension there? Or like, what do you think you did differently?
Well, I mean, the first time we met, I was kind of just having a good time.
Having a good time. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just having a good time. I mean, I wasn't looking for anything special with you. I was just like, yeah, she's cool. I vibe with her. Like, like we had a good time.
I honestly don't remember anything from that.
All I remember is that we met from a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And we ended up losing that mutual friend. I think he was going out doing his own thing or something. He was very drunk at that night.
No idea. Yeah.
So we ended up trying to look for him together. Yeah. I don't know if we ended up finding him, to be honest. But after that, I think I added you on Facebook and I was just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. I'll add you. And then the next day, I just said, hey, what's up? How you doing? We didn't really talk, though, I don't think, after. Yeah, we didn't really talk.
I can't remember.
I think I kind of said, hey, how's it doing? And then we kind of talked about the night. And then we kind of just died down. And then I met you again at my holiday house.
Yeah.
Because my mutual friend brought you. And that's when it really became, we ended up getting closer. We ended up talking more.
Yeah.
But at that time, I don't think I was really looking for anything either. Like, I don't know about you. I didn't really seem that thirsty.
You're asking me whether you were thirsty.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think I was, like, I'm not a, throughout that whole period I was single for 8 months, I didn't do anything with any girls. Like, I wasn't even in... I think I had like a little fling with a friend, and you know who that friend is. But we didn't really do anything. We kind of saw each other for a week, but we didn't really do anything. We kind of just hung out with each other, and then we kind of just broke it off for a week. So I wasn't really doing anything at that time. But yeah, no. Yeah, sorry. What was the original question?
I can't remember. But like, what? Okay, so what did you do? Did you feel like you did anything purposely different to? In our relationship compared to...
Yeah, I mean, when we got together, I made an effort to not care what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, if she's telling me she's going somewhere and doing something, I'm just going to let it be. She's going to do whatever she wants.
Right.
It's not my business. Like, she does what she wants. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm not going to message her and be like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing now?
Yeah. That's interesting because I feel like if you'd been cheated on, you would be the opposite, right? Like, you would want to know where that person is, so because you're like worried that they are doing something that they shouldn't be.
Again, it depends on the outlook that you take when you're cheated on, right? Like, from my from other people's perspective, they're like, why the hell did she do that? Like, what is she doing? Like, and afterwards, when you break up, you kind of have trust issues with your future girlfriends because you don't know what they're doing. Like, you have trust issues, right?
Yeah.
For me, when I got cheated and I looked at it, I was like, what did I do to lead her to do that? Like, what were my actions that caused her to cheat on me?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, she cheated on me, but what made her cheat on me, right? That's the real question that you should ask. You shouldn't ask, like, why would she cheat on me? You got to ask yourself, what did I do to make her cheat on me? It's the same reverse if you got cheated on, right? Like, you're going to be like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
But... why did he cheat on you? What's the reason behind why he cheated on you, right? You want to know that. Yeah. And I'm not going to ask her and tell her, why did you cheat on me? Because I don't want to talk to her anymore. Now if I see her, I'll say hi. But like back at that time, I wouldn't have a full-blown conversation with her. But if I saw her across the mall or something, I'd be like this and then walk off.
Really?
Yeah, like I have no issues. Like,
I don't think I would if I saw my ex.
No, I know, but like... for me, it's just like, that's a thing of the past. And without that happening, I wouldn't be the person I am today and I wouldn't have met you. So it happened for a reason, right? So I have no ill will behind everything that happened because it led me into the situation I am today and I'm happy with what I have, right? If that didn't happen, I'd probably still be with her and we'd probably still be petty.
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't have any of the close friends I have now. You know what I mean? So I'm grateful for what happened. Even though I got cheated on, you got to look at the positive things out of it, right? Yeah. Like, you can't just look at the negative stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, my perspective, when I got cheated, I was just like, that's why I became more trusting, because I was like, the reason she cheated on me, I didn't get the answer from her, but I know why. I know why she cheated on me.
Mm.
It's because, yeah, like, I was always up in her grill about what she was doing.
Right. And it kind of like egged her on.
And it egged her on and made her do things.
Made her want to do it more.
In spite of what I was doing, you know what I mean? It's just unwanted drama that could have been avoided if we were both just chill.
Yeah.
So I made sure in this relationship that we have now that I'm the chillest person out. I don't care what you're doing. You do whatever you want. You come home whenever you want.
Yeah. Interesting. You talk about letting me do whatever. I did feel that. There's never been like a, oh, why are you doing that? Or like, you've never held me back from doing whatever I wanted to do. And I feel like I, not under the same circumstance, but I also did the same with when meeting you or starting the relationship with you. I felt like I didn't want to put all my eggs in one basket kind of thing.
Mm.
And so I was like, we really should, you know, live separate lives and not have our lives revolve around each other all the time. Because, yeah, you need like to have other people in your life. You can't just have this one person. And then if you're relying on this one person to be everything in your life, it's like when that one person is doing something wrong, then your whole world flips upside down.
You have nothing left.
Yeah, you have nothing left. Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like, even very early on in our relationship, we made a very conscious decision to do things outside of each other, like choosing hobbies that we would do separate from each other, so that we did spend time apart from each other rather than being with each other every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like right now though, the pendulum's swung a bit too far, we're very independent.
Oh, I mean, yeah, every day, every night, you're always doing your own thing. I'm playing games with my mates, so.
Yeah, we
Well, we spend the day together. We spend the weekend together during the day.
Yeah, we don't really do much though, do we?
Oh, we're locked down right now. But even when it's not locked down, you just want to stay in bed till 12 a.m., so.
Hey, why are you right now?
Nah. We spend time together, guys, all right? We spend time together.
Yeah,
it's not like we don't spend time together.
We do. But I feel like it's a lot less than maybe other couples.
But I think we're fine with that.
I'm
not, I think we're in a good place now where, the time we do spend together is quality time.
Mm.
Right? I don't think we have to actively do things to make this relationship work. It's working. Yeah, I think we still love each other, so I'm happy. I don't know if you love me. I love you.
Wow. Yes, I do.
Oh, there you go. So we're good.
So sweet. I did want to mention this really funny story, but your family actually loves a good family photo. At every family party, we all get huddle up and take one big family photo. And in your parents' house, they made a collage on this canvas board of all the different, photos. And there's one photo where it's you and your ex-girlfriend in one photo. It says 2015 Christmas or whatever it is. And then the couple of years after, it's 2017 Christmas. It's me and you. But we're in we're literally right next to each other. So I find that funny every time I look at that photo.
Oh, well, we were together for 5 years, so she would have come to a lot of our family parties, so.
Yeah.
And at that time, when you're dating for 5 years, people expect you to get married, right?
Oh, really?
I mean, anything longer than 3 years, it's a serious relationship,
even when you're that young, though?
Oh, I mean, we were together for a long time, especially in high school. In high school, usually people break up within a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Yeah, she came to a lot of our family parties, so she's literally in every photo every year. So Yeah, it's just funny because you guys are literally in the same collage. So, yeah, so she changed her face a lot in 1 year.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Went into a different, completely different person.
Yeah, went to different person. That's it. But yeah, no, that collage is still there. So
I know I have a good laugh every time I see it. It's really funny. Okay, so how I want to end this episode. What is your advice to anyone who has been cheated on or is going through something similar? What would your advice be?
My advice is that it's okay to be mad. Like, you can be mad, but don't just focus on the things that that person did. Focus on the things that you did as well to make that happen.
Mm.
It's a two-way street, right? You can be mad at them, but also look at what your actions were during that relationship, right? Because she cheated for a reason or he cheated for a reason. And you blaming them, it's fair, right? But you're not going to grow as a person if you just focus on the things that they did and don't focus on things that you did. You'll make the same mistakes that you made in that relationship. And it's just going to be a never-ending cycle of just not living a happy life.
Mm.
There's always a reason for why things happen, is what I'm trying to say. And yeah, you should learn from the mistakes you've made in the past and make sure that you make an active effort to make the next one better. You know what I mean? Yeah, but it is okay to be mad. And make sure that you have the right people to confide in.
Yeah, to support you.
To support you and be there for you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, yeah, like, you need those people around you.
Mm.
And yeah, just pretty much learn from your mistakes and don't. That's it. That's pretty much it. Learn from your mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And make sure that you treat your next partner better.
Mm. Love that. Well, I think that's all we have time for today. So thank you for being so open and honest with this conversation. It's not easy to, I guess, relive something that was, painful in the past. But like you said, we're all in better places now. So it's all worked out for the best. So, yeah, thanks, Ronnie, for your insight.
Thanks, guys.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I hope everybody else, if you have been cheated on, learns from my past and can take something out of it. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks everyone so much for listening to this episode. If you like the podcast, make sure you follow us on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or the other way around. I can't remember. Leave us a review on Apple, share it with your friends and family and, anyone who's ever been cheated on. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Peace.